producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Oh, you know it was a good thing. But Jesus came through the desert, he walked on the sea.
Tuesday, January the 12th, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The next voice you hear will be mine. Oh, wait a minute. It is mine. Here I am.
Yeah.
With Jennifer Horn in the, let's see, she's in the, what do they call that, the second seat over there. Mr. McFadden is at the controls in our studio. I'm at the controls in the good ship, Doug Steffen, but he's at the controls of our originating network. And maybe he has more to say about what's heard than I do, in fact.
Oh, what about that?
And Kenny Kessler's monitoring social media. So we had an argument earlier. And the argument was about polling. Actually, there were two things in the focus. I argued with myself about one of them, and then I argued with Jennifer about the other one. The polling, what was used to decide whether Rand Paul made the cut or not. He did not make the cut. For those of you who have not heard it, for the next Republican debate, I think the way that the polling, who decides what poll to look at, is pretty suggestive of where the management is of this particular company, which happens to be Fox. And then when the Fox name came up, I made an aside comment about Rupert Murdoch marrying Jerry Hall. And then I was going to suggest that Jerry Hall may have been marrying him for reasons that have nothing to do with love. And then I thought better of it. And then the other side of it is, why would he be marrying her? So I guess you could balance it that way. Well, you know, and maybe we're wrong about all of it. Maybe it's true love. Maybe Jerry Hall has been looking for Rupert Murdoch all of her life, and now she's finally found him at 89 years old. She's about, what, 59?
I think she's 59 and he's 84 or something.
Oh, is that it? Okay. That's hardly a difference. Anyway, so...
You know, someone like Jerry Hall, I don't know how much money she needs, but what I could say is that a lot of times women will date men because they want the comfort and the stability and, like, the father figure, sort of.
Really?
And maybe that's what this is.
Comfort, stability, and the father figure.
Huh. Well, he's definitely got the grandfather figure down.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but here are the guys. We have the guys have one point of view, and the ladies have another point of view, and yet they come together. Yeah, the guys say, she's marrying him for his money, and the women say, well, there's a comfort and security in it, and yeah, but why is
and she? Money is a part of that. You don't get that comfort and security from a guy who sleeps on his mom's couch usually. I mean, you know.
Well, it depends comfort, on how well off his mom
yeah,
is.
Caretaking comes right. with a certain amount of financial stability.
See, I think of love as being love. But I guess there are
right.
a lot of other
people
things.
People love for different reasons based on their circumstance in life.
Right. That's true. You can love somebody for a lot of different reasons. Yep. But are those the reasons to spend your life? Well, whatever's left of Rupert Murdoch's life. See, he's had an argument with his children. How often is that the case? The children play into what goes on.
And, you know, I'm going to make a comment here, too, that's very much a reality for women.
Yes.
And you're going to try to argue it because...
Maybe not. Give me a break.
You might.
I might not.
But, well, you'll do it for...
I'm in touch with my feminine side, remember.
Women of a certain age, as Jerry Hall is, in, you know, she's 59.
Uh-huh.
And by Hollywood standards, you might as well be dead because that's how they treat
women
in Hollywood.
Yeah, for
right.
the most part. Except Helen Mirren is an example.
Well, correct. And gosh, did she look smoking hot at the Golden Globe? She is my idol. Oh my uh-huh. goodness. She looks good. But by, you know, for all intents and purposes, you're 59 years old. You're done in Hollywood. And men, sadly, want a younger model. And so maybe you're forced to look at someone older because the people your own age are going to be looking at the 20-year-old. And that's a sad reality, but it's true.
Women are looking at women in their 50s are looking at men in their 20s?
No, just the opposite. Men
in their
20s
are looking at women in their 50s?
So she can't date men in her 50s anymore because
the
50-year-olds
want the 20-year-olds.
Right.
Right.
And so that's very much true.
It's true.
Wow. Okay. I guess I get that. If I get much further on the limb, there's going to be a saw
well,
on the other
why,
side
that's
of it.
Why I said you're not going to comment on this at all, because your situation, you know.
Move along, men, nothing to see here.
No, but men do tend to want youth and vitality around them for whatever reason that is.
Right.
And, you know.
But I represent my own personal, I represent youth and vitality. I'm youthful and I'm vital.
Sure. Uh-huh.
But you don't think that's true?
How's your toe surgery?
Well, a lot of people a lot younger than me have toe surgery a little.
You missed it, Rich. Doug just told us about his hammer toe.
I have my toe fixed. That one. Yeah, it was very exciting. All right, so your driver's license, Department of Homeland Security extending the deadline for state driver licenses to meet real ID standards until 2018. Not surprising. This is for people who live in Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, New Mexico, Washington, and those of you who are listening this morning on American Samoa. You'll be happy to know you can still use your driver's license at airport security checkpoints until then.
That means we can take that trip we've been talking about. Now.
Right, exactly. The Real ID program is actually just your picture on a driver's license. That's all it is. I don't know why that's such a big deal, frankly. This goes back to home rule. States say what they want to be able to be the arbiters of what goes on in the state, which is swell. You can do that, except don't expect to use your driver's license, so says the TSA, after 2018. Let's see. This year, they're going to issue web-based advisories and notifications to the traveling public.
Really?
If you have travel on a plane, you're in their database. I don't know how they're going to notify you because they don't have my email. So where is their information going to come from? Is this going to be a blanket press release?
Put their cell phone number in there for text notifications about flight updates.
Yeah. Not me.
Or your email if you book online.
Mm.
So somehow, some way, they have your contact information.
Yeah, that's sweet. Coming up, how much is it going to cost you to drive as you work through 2016? Coming up on 14 past the hour here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Sure can. Right now, they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say cross sandwich.
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Smart. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 17 after the hour here. The price of crude oil has gone down 5% already this week to $31.41 a barrel as of yesterday. That's the lowest closing price since 2003. So what is that doing to the price you're paying at the pump? This is an outrage. You look around at pretty much every place in the country except here in California, where the price hasn't changed that I can see for several months, and yet the price keeps going down. How do they get away with it? And how do those of you who live in California put up with this? There's a certain amount, because the taxes are higher in California. Yeah, we get that. But the wholesale and retail prices, take the taxes away, are staying the same. Whereas around, I see that there's a few places in the Mid-South that are $1.45 a gallon now. So with prices down that low, Kenny, I know what you're paying. I know what Jim's paying because I'm here. So, Richie, what's the last price you paid for gas when you filled up?
You know what? I can't remember. A couple bucks.
$2?
Yeah, something like that.
All, it should be below, with these prices, it should be below $2 a gallon everywhere. The price, let's see here. Oil prices are down on the wholesale side 79% from where they were in 2008. Wow. Massive savings for consumers. Why isn't this good? You keep hearing from people, oh, the prices are bad for business. Why?
Yeah, 192 around here.
The national average now is $1.72 when you put it all together. So you're getting yensed wherever the numbers are. And the numbers are very interesting in a number of different ways, actually. The understanding here, though, is how much more... here's the best example. When we shipped some stuff at Christmas, UPS still had a tax.
We basically talked about this years ago.
Yeah. They had
fuel surcharge.
How in the hell did they get away with that? They can't be
accommodate for the high price of oil.
Yeah, but now
and then they go, oh, yeah, we'll just leave that there.
Yeah,
it's
same
like the grocery stores. It's like the grocery stores. They make the plastic bags illegal, so then they charge you 10 cents for the ones you buy at the store.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's all tax.
Well, but there's not.
Oh, it's your money.
We should be protesting this stuff. This should be part of the election conversation. Hey, Mrs. Clinton, what do you think about the price of oil and how much tax there is and why is it blah, 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 and say the same thing to Donald Trump. By the way, the two of them are having an interesting conversation back and forth. Somebody asked Mrs. Clinton at a debate this weekend what Donald Trump gave her, or no, it was the other way around. When she was, because Donald Trump said that Mrs. Clinton was invited, the Clintons were invited to his wedding in 2005, so somebody asked her what did she give him, and she said nothing.
A cheap wedding guest.
And people made that, like, that's the most important thing today in the political news, is that Hillary Clinton said...
Well, you know, Doug, that's what
Donald
she's
going to
give
in.
The American people, too.
Yeah.
A big nothing for their wedding. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Listen, I will give you a tip. Those of you who would like to have a good time, go to DougSteffen.com. For a good time, go to DougSteffen.com. The video of the day today is cool, but yesterday's video of the day is absolutely... The more I looked at that, Richie, I haven't looked at a video of the day that many
Which
times.
Which one was it?
The Billy Joel and J.K. Simmons and Fallon doing all
singing the... Singing a cappella Billy Joel.
Oh, wonderful. Check it out.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Hello. The My Three Songs Contest on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 23 after the hour. So here's what we're going to do, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, people who are interested in good music everywhere. We have different artists singing different songs. So what happens with all of this? We want you to identify what it is that they have in common, all of these tunes. Figure it out and call us at 888-302-3684 for a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Worth Living, Gotta Do the Work, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so, first one is the Eurythmics doing Fame.
Oh, come on, Ken.
We didn't get a winner yesterday.
No.
Last track on their third album, the Eurythmics album Touch, 1983, hit the top 10, went platinum in the U.S. and the U.K. 2003, again 2012, Rolling Stone named the album as one of the 500 greatest albums of all time.
Really?
All right, so song number one in our hat trick here, Fame by the Eurythmics. Say it again, Doug. Fame by the Eurythmics. Number two on the list. Ricky Lee Jones doing Rebel Rebel.
Wow.
From her 93 album Traffic from Paradise. Originally supposed to be the title track for a movie, but the project was shelved by the studio till 1999 when it morphed into the Hilary Swank movie Boys Don't Cry. By the way, Richie, that's Brian Setzer on the guitar here.
Really?
Crank it up for a second.
Rebel, rebel, put on your dress. Rebel, rebel.
What do these songs have in common? You may have figured it out already. I guess apparently people have. 888-302-3684. First one, Fame by the Eurythmics. Second, Rebel Rebel by Ricky Lee Jones. Third one is Modern Love. by Matchbox 20. B-side of their top 10 hit, How Far We've Come. It goes back to 2007. Single also made the top 10 in Canada, Australia, New Zealand. It was their fourth platinum single. They've had a few top 40 hits since then. They've not done as well as they did here. Rob Thomas focusing on his own career. Two solo albums since this single. Band is on hiatus. There's no word on when or perhaps if they'll perform together again. It's a good song, actually. Crank this up, Richard. Right? So what do we have going on here? How come I don't see any names on my...
Oh, you do not?
No, I don't see any names.
Why don't you try Michael in Sebastian, Florida?
Why don't you tell me what line that is, or you just put
him
on here?
Him up. Go ahead.
Oh, every line isn't even working. Okay. Yeah. Michael, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you, sir. Where's Sebastian, Florida?
It's on the east coast of Treasure Coast, a little north of Vero Beach.
Oh, okay, all right. So you're between Vero and Melbourne then, in a manner
of
speaking.
Correct, yeah.
Yes, okay. All right, so what do these three songs have in common, sir?
David Bowie.
They're all David Bowie songs. Notice I pronounced it right, Kenny? Richie?
Yay.
David Bowie.
Good job.
Songs. Yes. Now that he's gone, I can't mess up his name anymore. Yeah, they're all David Bowie songs. We had some good songs from his career yesterday in tribute to him. I heard a lot of rock. I was listening to K-Earth for a little while yesterday here in Los Angeles, and they had a whole, something that they don't usually do. I think some of us don't realize how important David Bowie was in many different ways. But you have done that, sir, so hold on just a second. We'll get your info and send you a copy of this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Stand by for that information. Well, we're looking for your information, so you stand by to give us that information. 28 past the hour. Has your cat stopped using a litter box? In today's Pet Show Tip for the Day, Warren Eckstein has some suggestions.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions we get asked on the Pet Show is, basically, why is my cat not using a litter box? And there are many, many, many reasons. For example, if you have a cat that normally uses a litter box, but all of a sudden he's not doing it at night, maybe you have other animals in the backyard, raccoons, possums, or skunks, and maybe your cat feels the need to claim territory. But the first thing you need to do before you do any research is to make sure if your cat's not using a litter box, you make a trip to the veterinarian to make sure there's no problem. Because if there's a physiological problem, if it hurts when the cat goes in the litter box, that can scare him out of it. Also, when you clean up areas where the cat is gone, don't use vinegar. It's great for salads, but not for cleaning up pet messes. Don't use any of the products with ammonia in it. Pick up a good odor neutralizer made specifically to clean up after pets. That's going to make a big difference, because getting rid of the scent from your point of view is important, but getting rid of the scent from your cat's point of view is even more important. So if the cat stops using the litter box, a check with the vet first, clean up properly, and you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcome to Staples. As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water. Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
DougSteffen.com to take a look at today's poll. What's over there today, Ken, for us to fill out?
Well, now that the Powerball is up to $1.4 billion, we're asking, will you spend more on Powerball tickets this week than you did last week? Yes, I'll spend about the same. I'll spend less. I'm not planning on buying any Powerball tickets.
All right, fess up.
Come on.
Who's bought?
I haven't yet, but I will for sure.
You will? How much will you spend?
At least $10, maybe more. 10 or 20.
Okay. Ken, you in?
The same. I haven't yet, but I'll probably spend 10.
Okay. I laid out for $6 the other day. You know, I was trying to find, on the Powerball, can't you do your own numbers?
Yeah, you can do your own or a quick pick, I think.
Okay, so I couldn't find the cards, so I just did the quick pick, but I want to do a couple, because now Doug has got me thinking, does everybody always win with the quick pick, or should I be picking, like, my kids' birthdays and whatnot and trying to...
I've heard various schools of thought, because this article I was reading by a smart person, was talking about it earlier on today, said that your odds are slightly and very tiny, a tiny bit better if you do the quick pick. But when I think about my own life, I actually have known people that have won the lottery, and every person that I know that's won the lottery has picked their own numbers. So, who knows?
Well, I hope we all, one of us wins so I can share and pay everybody's money.
I'm winning. I'm a winner. Yeah,
did you buy lotto tickets yet, Doug?
I did not. I'm waiting for the last minute. When's the drawing? Tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
I'm going to Phoenix.
So you can wait in line?
Well, no. I'm going to Phoenix this afternoon. I'll be there tomorrow. I figure I have a better chance of winning in Phoenix or some area around Phoenix than I do here in Los Angeles.
That's a good thought.
No big cities ever win. That's one of the things.
That's what I did, too. Yeah, when I went to Tehachapi, I bought my tickets up there.
Buy them up there. By the way, I'm a day late, apparently. The game last night in Phoenix was so important that ABC did their nightly news from the football stadium. Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
College football.
Yeah, but the nightly news,
the national championship,
comes to you from a football stadium? Hello?
Big story.
Why is it a big story? It's a sports story. It's nothing to do with the news.
It's the Super Bowl of college football.
Okay, so, but still isn't really the news. What is the news? Ever think about that? What is the news? What constitutes news?
Something that people are interested in, which mm-hmm. that would have definitely been.
Not me. I just was interested in the fact that the guy who does the night, and I've not watched him before, for whatever the reason, I sat down to have dinner last night, and I decided I would check out I don't usually watch the evening news. So I decided I'd check out all of the news channels. You know the one I found that was most interesting? On Channel 6 here, Jennifer, there's an overseas channel. I don't even know what the network is, but they were doing weather of the world. And I thought it was fascinating to see what the weather was like here, there, and everywhere all around the globe. And how it had, because I just watched on Channel 5, is KTLA is 5, right?
Yes.
Or is it 6? Whatever. No, anyway, no. Just watched the local forecast.
I don't have a Channel 6.
How you doing? Well, that's where this, Channel 6 was this international news channel. So on Channel 5, that's how I was watching the weather and how the storm is coming in from the Pacific that'll give more rain to California in the northwest and not going to hit us much here, apparently, in Southern California. But then, so she was boring. I just went to the next channel, and this guy is giving the weather of the world. And it was amusing because he was obviously an American, not sure whether he was delivering it from America, because it was a Japanese network. The report actually came from a Japanese network. And it was information about what was going on in Japan, China. Apparently the weather in northern and central China is awful. The temperature there yesterday in parts of, there was a city that they had some video from in China, 37 below zero.
Yikes.
And the way the people, when you get up into northern China, it's the same as Siberia. It's sort of on a parallel. I wonder how many people know that, or Richie will say how many people care. I think it's important. The world gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and I think it's interesting and important to know what's going on in some of these other countries, because many times we think that we've noticed that China has built up some of its coastal cities, like Beijing is very, and Shanghai, very modern. Japan has as well. But when you go inland to China, it's like you're going into another era, another age, another place, another time. But yet there are still some pretty progressive cities inland as well. But they don't have the same kind of heat that we do. They don't have the same kind of infrastructure that we do. They don't have the water. It's just a really different way of life. It is. It's
much of the world does not.
You're right about that, Richie. Yes, you're right. Absolutely.
Even
travel around the world.
Countries, I drive through Colombia, and it's not the same as it is here. Even the most, you go to Bogota, sure, it's close.
The big cities are.
So I can't imagine what the inland of China would look like. It's got to look like you've just been teleported back 2,000 years.
Okay, so let's teleport ourselves back to 2016. And check out a story that's prominent today, trending at the Good Day website, DougStephan.com, the way police are using surveillance on you. And the newest wrinkle on this is to figure from the perspective of authorities whether you're a threat or not to us, whether one person is a threat to the rest of society. So I'm looking at this. Understanding this program that goes through billions of data points that most of the police have to check you out. And I find it troubling. There is a debate we've been having for a long time over mass surveillance. As a matter of fact, I saw something today that was sort of made me chuckle about not being able. We have something's being used. I'm trying to find what I did with it.
Is this something that can read your license plates and all that thing?
Well, I'm not sure whether it goes that far, Kenny. Does it go as far? It's a pretty powerful system.
I was riding down the road the other day, and a cruiser passed me, a police cruiser passed me.
Yes.
And sticking out of his rear windows were these two white things that look like card readers almost. You know, like there's, when you leave a parking garage, they have those white square
They weren't black, because black card readers matter.
They do.
Nice.
And, you know, I just knew this guy was going down sweeping traffic looking for anything and everything with those readers.
Yeah.
And I was pretty sure.
Looking for trouble. They're looking for trouble.
And
that's
you know
what they're doing.
Hey, listen.
You okay with that?
Let's say that a kid has just been kidnapped and you know the license plate of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, no problem. Let's say that a car has been stolen and they're looking for the license plate of it. Sure, no problem. But then you get into the, it's always the thing.
They can, they're surveying your cell phone data.
Yeah, what about if you have a ticket or you're a deadbeat dad or, and there's.
Yeah, they find out all that.
Yeah. Right.
Now,
I know everything about you, everything about everything.
And not that I think deadbeat dads should get away with anything. But
say, don't be a deadbeat dad then if you don't want to get caught.
Well, no. I'm just saying.
How much information? The point isn't that so much as how much information do authorities have on you? And I think that's the point of this information we are passing along, Kenny. Isn't
if they get it legally, then we don't care, do we?
If they get a call to a certain residence, they find out who's living there, and then they do this search with this new software, and they find out all kinds of things about you. Have you threatened anybody in social media, online?
Yeah.
You might be a threat then.
Yeah.
They find out any tickets, any priors, any and everything that you have done publicly.
There's the story specifically looks at a fellow who had a firearm conviction, gang associations, so the police called in a negotiator. You could be sending the SWAT team, depending on your background. They'd send all kinds of
that's the sticky wicket.
Police. It is a sticky wicket.
I will tell you, having a brother that's a cop, there is no more dangerous call than being sent to somebody's house for a domestic
because you don't know what you're walking into and what they have.
Crimes of passion, you cannot reason with those people.
Yeah.
And they don't care whether they take you out, themselves out. It's their
amazing.
Whole world is being turned upside down, and it's a crazy place.
Mm-hmm. I have a fellow that works for me on the farm, used to be a police officer, and he's had a bad back and subsequent problems all his life. Actually got hooked on painkillers. He went into a domestic with his partner, and the woman of the house had just thrown her husband. They lived on the second floor. She had thrown her husband out the door to the ground, down a story. So the police went up there to try to get her. She took both the police officers and threw them both off the same balcony to the floor. And Joe's been hurt for the rest of his life. He's had a problem with that kind of stuff. It can be very dangerous. You don't have got guns, knives. What the hell's going on up there? This is the passion pit, if you will, and at least
kind of passion all kinds dangerous. Of a bank robber you can negotiate with.
Yeah, but I wonder whether we think this is a good idea or not. You can check out the story on our website, DougStephan.com. 44 past the hour. Jennifer will go through the television news, including what is coming back, some of the second season premieres, if you will, in the focus, plus some other interesting television news up next here on Good Day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES is the home for new consumer electronics and is now underway in Las Vegas. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with exhibitors for his tech roundup. Mario, what's new at CES this year?
TVs are the big talk, Al. Samsung's new KS9500 SUHD TV is here. It has quantum dot display and high dynamic range technology for true-to-life picture quality, stunning brightness, and a higher level of contrast between those light and dark images to easily watch TV during the day or with the lights on. And MasterCard is making it easier for you to make your payments on the go from devices like fitness bands, fashion accessories, and more. And now they've introduced a new shopping app called Groceries by MasterCard to order groceries from Samsung's connected fridge. Next, Alcatel OneTouch Fierce XL with Windows 10 was introduced. It has built-in Microsoft Office, Cortana, the voice-activated personal assistant, and Kids Corner feature so parents can manage what their kids can access on the phone. That's available soon at T-Mobile. The Samsung Portable SSD T3 is launching early this year. The T3 is an external solid-state drive with up to 2 terabytes of storage, a sleek metal design that's smaller than a credit card. Their Android app lets you securely manage your content anytime, anywhere. And the Lumix ZS100 by Panasonic. This is a camera that's small enough to fit in your pocket, but has features like a powerful 10x zoom, a 1-inch sensor, and 4K photo. You can capture a high-resolution photo by extracting a single frame from your 4K video recorder.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.tv.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say cross sandwich. Try that.
Cross sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
There was 57 channels and 11 on. 57
fun and a focus on humor. That's how I would describe Jennifer Horn. She can get serious, though. She has some television news. I'm looking at technical television news. Internet-connected TVs, Jen, in 53% of all U.S. households, the percentage rose from 26% in 1 year to 53%. Survey of 2,400 Americans. Man, you talk about the difference between the millennials and the people that are in my age group. Woof, what a difference. YouTube expects that video will overtake television in the next 5 years. So more people will be watching things on YouTube. This is something that came from last week's CES, Richie. Chief Business Officer of YouTube said that more people are going to be using his facility than anything else in the next 5 years. Wow, what does that say?
My kids are growing up on YouTube. Right. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff there.
Baby boomers, we still find it foreign, though.
I'll tell you what, as a parent of 2 young kids, YouTube is the greatest thing on the earth, and it's also the devil.
Right.
It is the devil, and you're just managing it, it's
all right, hard. Jen, how many people watch the Golden Globes?
A lot, Dougie. 18.5 million viewers watched the Golden Globe. It's down. Last year's audience was 19.3 million, but I think there was a lot of interest in seeing Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Hmm. But still, not too bad. Gervais did okay.
Yeah, he
did all right.
He's
was
a jerk.
The, 2010 to 2012. All right.
Jerk.
Remember the show One Day at a Time? We talked about it just last week because of the passing of Pat Harrison Schneider on One Day at a Time, the original. Well, now it looks like there's going to be a remake of the series. Norman Lear did it the first time. And this time it's going to focus on a Latino family. It's landed at Netflix with a 13-episode straight-to-series order, which means it's happening. There'll be 13 episodes sitting on your Netflix lineup very soon. And it will feature Rita Moreno, which is kind of cool. It's kind of fun.
Well, we may bring Valerie Bertinelli back to be the mom.
She's not Latina.
Oh, they want to do a Latina.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Bring your wife in to do it. CBS is shaking up its schedule. I thought the CSI Cyber was a pretty good show, but apparently the interest
not
in
so
CSI
much.
Is gonzo.
Yeah, the networks are getting ready for their mid-season schedule, which starts anywhere from February to March. And CSI Cyber does not have a home, which means that somehow either it costs a lot of money to make, people are difficult to deal with, or the ratings just weren't there. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Elementary is going to move from Thursday to Sundays, which gets rid of the show. And Rush Hour will take over Elementary's spot on Thursday. That's a new show for CBS. This will start in March. And then Laura Dern is joining Showtime. Twin Peaks revival. This is according to TV Line. The details are secret, but most people are thinking that she is going to play Diane, the secretary to Kyle MacLachlan. So that's kind of a cool story. Now, Boys to Men, we didn't get a chance to talk about this, Dougie. This made news last week. Boys to Men, the 90s R&B group, they've joined the cast of Grease that's going to air on January 31st on Fox.
Really? It's going to be a big production. We're looking forward to that, actually.
So there it is. Big productions. All these television programs taking the hit from us, Richie. Big production on Good Day. 51 right. After the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Jennifer O'Horn, ladies and gentlemen, at 53 minutes past the hour, once again in the spotlight. What would we do without Jennifer on the Good Day program?
Great question.
Now we're we are into what's cooking on the Good Day program, and Jennifer has stories on top of stories. Let's see. The first one takes us to the bottom of the sea. What's every mermaid? What is it? What's that?
How's that? Any mermaid. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
Yes, okay.
That one.
Right, so what's in the tuna?
Not chicken of the sea, but Trader Joe's, Dougie, is in a lot of trouble.
No.
There's a class action lawsuit that was filed against them that claims that they are not filling their tuna cans enough to meet federal standards.
Hold on just a second. How do you get a group of people together that have shopped at Trader Joe's? And all of them have
you
the
don't
same
need group. You need one lawyer to buy tuna fish. That's all you
That's
need.
That's right.
That's it, really. So the lawyer bought the tuna fish and he started
and
a class action.
Stood in the row and said, hey, anybody
get
else know?
All
this?
The people. We're going to help all the people who have been aggrieved. Is that a good word for
well,
this?
Well, here's the. It's required by law that you have 3 ounces of fish in the can.
Of course.
And allegedly.
Yeah.
There's only 2.43 ounces per can.
There's nothing worse than not having enough tuna.
With the tuna in water, half salt. And then. the horror. Tuna yeah. and olive oil, salt added, only average 2.87.
No.
Oh,
I've
I
got
know.
A fix for all
I
of
know.
This.
Wow.
Tuna fish. What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it. Hold it. Wait a minute, Chuck. Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise. Oh, this is good. Call Starkist.
Love that.
Get him on the phone.
Always funny.
Yeah. Always funny. All right, so there's the tuna fish story. Stand by for more food news on What's Cooking here on Good Day.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't.
Stink. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
Hello. Have you ever made donuts, Jennifer?
Actually, yes, with my grandma. She had a donut maker, yes.
Yeah, donuts are really cool. I remember growing up on the farm, Elsie, who was one of the farm moms that I got close to. She isn't that a great name for a woman who's on a farm?
Elsie. I thought she was a cow. Elsie. I thought she was going to tell us she was a cow.
Elsie Phillips is her name. She would make the best donuts. There's a big, heavy crock. And they put the lard in it,
yep.
And then she'd make the donuts, and we used to run to the house.
Best
grab
about
them
homemade
hot.
Donuts is yeah. getting them hot. And you know what? They weren't like crazy with frosting and different flavors.
No.
It was just cinnamon and sugar usually.
Yeah,
or
not even
sugar.
That. Hers were just terrific. Mm-hmm. They were just
so
plain.
Good.
But you remember
all
what
right.
they say about donuts, right?
What's that, Richard?
Zen philosopher Basho once wrote, "A flute with no holes is not a flute. And a donut with no hole... It's Danish."
That's right.
Okay, well.
Where's the live by?
If you like donuts, and we've got your appetite swirling for them, you'll love this story from Krispy Kreme.
Mm.
The triple chocolate donut is back.
No!
For a limited time at Krispy Kreme locations, along with the caramel mocha latte. That sounds like a pretty good matchup to me. The triple chocolate donut was first introduced last year, Dougie. It features a donut with dark chocolate filling, topped with milk chocolate icing and mini chocolate chips with, wait for it, a drizzle of white chocolate ganache.
Well, make me up a cup of coffee and a chocolate donut with some of those little sprinkles on top, will you?
Yummy! And while we're breaking our diet, Ben & Jerry's they've announced the top-selling flavors of 2015.
Really?
Any guesses as to which one is the most popular?
Cherries Garcia.
You got close. It is number two, actually. The combination of two popular flavors is at number one. That's their half-baked chocolate fudge brownie and chocolate chip cookie dough. Then Cherry Garcia at number two, followed by the chocolate fudge brownie, chocolate chip cookie dough, fish food, which is chocolate ice cream, marshmallow swirls with caramel and fudge fish. Mm-hmm. Americone Dream, and number seven, Chunky Monkey. The Tonight Dough at number eight, strawberry cheesecake at number nine, and salted caramel core at number 10.
Really?
Kind of funny. And really, as a side note here, you know the half-baked ice cream, that number one for them?
Yeah.
It really is half-baked. The brownies are baked in that ice cream, but the chocolate chip cookie dough, it's not. It's
real.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's cooking? Jennifer's filled you in on that. 59 after.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.